Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A wonderful event is happening this weekend to support the arts in Sacramento. The Sophia Soiree is filled with the savory creativity of food, the wide-ranging talent of live performances, and getting down with some music. It is an occasion that is very unique and supports the B Street Theater, which touches the lives of youth with exposure to arts education and literacy. And I'll be emceeing the event. So joining us are the Sophia Soiree Committee co-chairs, Jacob Gutierrez Montoya and Mary Daffin, ahead of the event this Saturday. We're going to have so much fun.
So fun.
So fun. We're so excited.
All right. So let's get to the origin story. How did the Sophia Soiree come to be?
Okay, I'll take that one. So this used to be an event called Be a Part of It. So I think a lot of our patrons know this event being at the old space, and it was a big, super fun party, and then we had it switch over to the new space, and it became a little bit more of a sit-down event, and now this time we're elevating it up to a sit-down dinner. We're doing a bunch of appetizers, really delicious entertainment.
I love that.
Yeah. a full immersive event. The whole thing goes until midnight, so it's a big party. Yeah.
That is amazing. And Mary, how did you get involved in this?
Jacob. Actually, I love the B Street Theater. I'm a huge fan. And just live entertainment, I think, is so important in our life. And coming out of COVID, I feel like all of us missed that so much. A part of our soul just was suffering. And so when Jacob asked me to be involved, I jumped at the chance, as well as I think everyone on the committee.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
You hit home on such an important point. And we've had these conversations, endless conversations. You really can't talk about it enough, about the impact on arts following the pandemic. And the Sophia opened in 2018. That wasn't a lot of time to create that momentum and that buzz. And I would imagine that this soiree is just an overdue opportunity. It's a third year to really like show off this wonderful venue that also has wonderful ripple effects to arts education and literacy in the community.
Absolutely. We're very excited. I think this event is a fundraiser, and it is meant to help kind of fund our operations for the Sophia. And I think people that have been to the Sophia will see how this can be a stunning event space. We are decking this place out with stunning design. Paulette Trainer, Mendy Peterson, Mary Daffin. Oh, gosh, there's not a better team.
Yeah, and also a shout out to Cap Radio classical music host Jennifer Reason.
Oh my gosh,
the entertainment is going to be off the hook. I love that we're going to have different levels of entertainment, different kinds of entertainment. And then when you add on to that, the company at B Street, this really is a one-of-a-kind event in Sacramento because of the caliber of talent that is going to be there that evening. I feel like it's going to be a huge success for B Street and for the success in years to come for this gem that we have here in Sacramento.
Oh, yes. Jennifer Reason has been instrumental in securing some incredible classic artists, including we will have a harpist playing on a solid gold harp.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, where else?
I know.
How many lives of youth and children across Northern California, Sacramento, does the Sophia and the B Street Theater touch each year?
Well, so far, we've reached 13,000 annually just in the last couple of months, but usually, not annually, in the last couple of months, but we're reaching about 31,000 here in the next season until May, and around 100,000 annually.
Wow. When it comes to exposure to the arts, in what ways are you doing that for those, 31,000 children?
We are introducing some of these kids who have never even been to the theater before into this arena of inspiration. I think.
So I'm going to jump in because I feel so passionate about this, Jacob. I mean, if you look back and think about the first time that you experienced a live theater performance by professionals, I remember mine. I was in eighth grade. I attended the Baton Rouge Little Theater, and it was West Side Story, and it was mesmerizing. And I think when we look at the youth in and around Sacramento, we're giving them the opportunity to, first of all, live entertainment of a high caliber, which is so important. We have the opportunity and the privilege to really broaden their horizons, to change their perspective, to introduce them to subject matter that they would never have the opportunity to. And it's all from a theater chair. I just think that is amazing. And I think it's so impactful, especially for kids who may not have the opportunity or the means to be there.
Yeah, mine was Beauty and the Beast. See,
you remember.
School. And my mom saved up. She had to save to actually take me. And it was such a treat. Do you remember yours, Jacob?
Annie.
Yep. I mean, we all remember that. Yep. How impactful is that? And I really want our next generation, as Jacob and the whole committee in B Street, we want that next generation of theater goers to just be immersed. And I love the word that you use, Jacob, because I think it's so important. And then we will create the next generation of support for the B Street Theater.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think over the last 36 years, the job has been to inspire all of these theater goers. And what's so wonderful is we're now seeing people come back 30 years later with their kids, introducing them. It's a full generational cycle, and it's something that we've built our mission on, and we're continuing to forge forward with that, as with Lindsay, our new artistic director.
And that's great. Yeah, so talk to us about that, too, because that's a big difference with this third annual soiree.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Lindsay Birch, she took over this year, and we are in such
great
hands.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star. We love her so much. The whole organization is in such incredible hands, and I think capable hands also as far as the team goes. We have incredible people that are just surrounding our offices, and everybody is just so on the same page and ready to thrive forward.
When talking about the importance of art exposure and education, how has that importance changed or evolved in recent years?
I think one big important thing is kind of to recognize that a lot of these kids that are coming in haven't been exposed to our programming because of the pandemic. Yeah. And so they're being exposed now for the first time. And so I think we've really rallied behind trying to get new teachers in, new school districts in. So reaching out, extending our hand as far as we possibly can to the greater Sacramento area and beyond.
That's wonderful. When we get to the event on Saturday, let's help visualize. I mean, we already visualized a little bit of it, but kind of run us through what this really wonderful evening is going to be into the wee hours, potentially, of the morning. It kicks off with a cocktail reception, but also a dinner, a very intimate dinner by Canon.
Yes. Do you want me to start?
I'll start and you finish.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
You'll get to the amuse-bouche or the appetizer, and then we'll keep moving
on. Okay, yes. That's lovely. So what we did is we tiered the event, and our first tier are our dinner guests. And as you said, it's an intimate dinner. I think it's right around 90 people, and they will be upstairs in Gallery A that will be completely transformed. Again, Paulette Trainer and Mindy Peterson have done an outstanding job. And we've transformed the room. One reason is we want this intimate atmosphere, but we also want people to see the B Street in a different light. That it is, it's not just a theater, but it can be an event space as well. And so once they're in the room, they will see how we've transformed it. And I don't want to give too much away, but it will be transformed. We have a lovely dinner that's being provided by Canon. Midtown Spirits is providing some fun cocktails. And then Ginger Elizabeth is providing our desserts for that group of guests. And then as our dinner guests are enjoying dinner, we will have another set of guests come in. We call them our program and after party guest. And they will be greeted in the lobby by some outstanding entertainment. They will have Tray Past apps from
Jane Aguirre. Yeah. Delicious.
And
so
again,
a lot
Midtown
of local
Spirits.
Businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. We wanted to involve our community. It's a community theater. So they will be greeted there. And then at a certain time, we will all be ushered into the theater where the B Street Company will take us away. So yeah. Jacob,
and the
you're
B Street
on.
Absolutely. The B Street Company will take us through building a play on stage with the audience interaction. So it's going to be a really fun experience. And then we'll have live entertainment by Justin Farron, a local favorite. And then we'll have a performance by the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater, highlighting a show and a partnership situation with Habitat for Humanity and St. John's Program for Real Change. And then we will make sure the audience understands the educational components to what we do at the Sophia, with then a beautiful fund to need, hoping to raise as much money as we possibly can. And then we will be heading into the after party with DJ Bobby Brown, some fun photo booth options. We're going to have a cigar bar in our courtyard. So there's going to be...
And the bourbon bar. Don't
oh, we're
going
to have
that.
A bourbon bar sponsored by Canon with bourbon bar bites. I mean, it's just going to be fun.
Yeah, full of creativity, full yes. stomachs, also and making your heart full too by supporting local businesses. And this, as we say, the intention of this is a fundraising event for arts education and helping the community and Bee Street Theater.
Absolutely. And we are so happy to have you, Vicky.
I am so excited.
So excited.
I know. I'm already thinking about it. I'm a little nervous, but it's going to be so much fun. It's a good anxiousness.
And it's creative cocktail attire. So we're letting yep. people kind of interpret that on their own.
That
so we hope
wonderful.
We see some fun outfits.
Oh, I am sure. I am sure you will. Jacob and Mary, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank you.
And the Sophia Soiree is happening this Saturday. And we do have more information if you want to attend and tickets at capradio.org/insight on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.